special testimony to the Oakland and Battle Creek churches. Impending judgments. The church without living godliness is like the fig tree to which Christ, hungering for food, came and searched for fruit and found nothing but leaves. This is as it is with many who profess religion, and our position, having as we have great light, great opportunities, great privileges, will bring the curse that came upon the fig tree upon all who have a name to live and are fruitless. When Christ uttered the words, "Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever," presently the fig tree withered away. The Lord is coming speedily, yet, notwithstanding his professed people read the signs of the times, of famines, of thousands being swept away by earthquakes and floods, by fire, by calamities by sea and land, by plague, by war and bloodshed. The love of self so deadens the spiritual sense that the day of the Lord will come upon them as a thief in the night, and he declares, "They shall not escape." The Lord is to judge both quick and dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Will these stand in their pride and self-glorification before that tribunal, when the judgment will sit, and the books will be opened, and every man shall be judged according as his works have been? Christ declares, "I know thy works." Does the Lord seem to be too far away, too indistinct, to produce any appreciable effect on the conduct of the human agent? Shall the hellish shadow of Satan ever be penetrated by living faith? Christ is a personal, present Savior, one who is ordering all things for his own glory. He is accessible at all times if we will come to him in contrition of soul. I would urge upon all in Battle Creek to wake from your spiritual death-like slumber. Unless you do, it will pass into the slumber of eternal death.